So, we are here with Jalen Edwards, Samantha Florinor, and Malcolm Johnson, who are all organizers of the Tulane Black Arts Fest. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, where do we start? I mean, there's a lot of exciting things that are going on as part of the fest. Has it already started, basically, or?
No, it starts this Friday with our kickoff event at the Fridays at the Quad. We will have B Mike from Exhibit B doing a live arts demonstration and New Breed Brass Band playing.
Awesome. So the Hannibal Buress was just an extra.
That wasn't us.
Yeah, actually. That has nothing to do with you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you guys get involved at Tulane Black Arts Fest?
Who wants to start?
I mean, I was a freshman coming to Tulane, and the first Black Student Union meeting, we had, like, all of these different, like, sign-ups areas for different committees, and one of them was the Black Student Union's Black Arts Festival group, and so I was like, that sounds really cool. I'm, like, into music, into performance. Like, I'd love to be a part of that, and so I signed up and was on my way from there, so this is the second year doing it, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I started my freshman year as well. It was completely different my freshman year, actually. It didn't really happen. I signed up to do it, and then we had, like, maybe one or two meetings, and then it kind of dropped off from there, and then all of a sudden I saw advertisements for, like, a day of lecture or something like that. And then my sophomore year, someone else took over, and then that's when it really kind of became really big and awesome, and we've added so many events since then. And now, as a junior in my third year of doing this, I'm the chair of the planning committee, and these guys are the ones who are supporting me, so yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so how long has it been going on?
Let's see. Well, Black Arts Fest in general on Tulane's campus, mm-hmm. It's been going on for years. I can't give you a specific date, but, like, I know for sure it's been going on for the past 6 years, and it's just ranged differently each year. This is, like, the second time that it's been, like, such a big festival consistently.
Yeah.
But, like, a good 5 to 6 years that I know of, it might have been longer.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think it's an important event for on Tulane's campus?
Does anyone answer that? Well, as the Tulane Black Student Union hosts it, it just helps bring just a huger stamp on Black presence on campus. Since we are such a small minority here, it just kind of lets everyone know that, yes, we're here and we're doing things. And it also, most importantly, it brings New Orleans onto Tulane's campus, because Tulane's campus kind of isolates itself from the city itself, and we help bring, like, the greatest talents and artists onto Tulane's campus, and students can see that, and then students who aren't venturing out of uptown will, like, go and see these people. Maybe they'll start following them. Like, for example, I didn't know who Tank and the Mangos were until she was brought here on campus.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
And was that part of the union?
I'm sorry?
Was that an event from the union?
Yes, yeah.
Cool. So what are some of the things that you're really excited about?
Gosh, so many things.
I'm excited for Spike Lee.
Yeah, Spike Lee.
On March 16th. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome.
He's kind of like the keynote, right?
Yeah, yes. Keynote speaker. We fought hard to get him, and it's going to be worthwhile.
Yeah, what was your process in scheduling him?
Oh, well, we always have it. We try to have a keynote. Last year, we had Laverne. Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black,
uh-huh.
And then we also had Big Frida do, like, a little lecture, and then this year we really wanted to kind of bring those two elements together and just have, like, a good big keynote. So we were going through a huge list of people that we were thinking of. At first we were thinking NDRE, Vanessa Williams, Issa Rae, and then we finally got to Spike Lee, and basically we just collaborated with TUCP, and we kind of just, like, threw back and forth ideas, and that kind of brought it all together, and we came with Spike Lee.
And, like, was it hard to contact him or anything, or?
Oh, we actually didn't have to do any of the contacting. TCP did the,
yeah.
Did all that.
Suggesting.
Yeah, yeah, but I think we just use, like, I think we use a company that has all these speakers, so it probably wasn't too difficult.
I see, okay, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you spoke a little bit about being a minority on campus. I mean, do you know what the numbers are exactly?
I think we make up 11% of all.
Something like that.
Undergrads.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was less.
Yeah, and actually it's a bit smaller because I think half of that is from the School of Continuing Studies. Mm. So, like, the undergrads who are actually living on campus in here is substantially small. So, yeah.
Is that different than what you expected when you first came, or how has it been for you?
Really? I mean, I came from a predominantly white high school and a predominantly white area. I'm from the Bay Area, so it wasn't much different from what I'm used to, but it would have been nice to have a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for me, I'm from South Florida, so it's a pretty diverse area. My school wasn't that diverse, but I feel like the ratio of minorities and, like, white students was much different than here. But when this whole geographical diversity thing really got me. Like, I didn't kind of, like, I didn't understand what they were saying when they say geographical diversity, but, like, I feel like that kind of confused me and that was kind of misleading, but I'm glad I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, you mean they said that, what do you mean?
Oh, well, Tulane generally one of their huge things is we have a very geographically diverse campus. So people are coming from different places. I think students are willing to travel the furthest to come here.
Mm.
So that's kind of confusing for a minority student. We're like, oh, it's geographically diverse. And you're thinking, oh, I'm going to meet all these international students and they're going to all be different. And, like, it's just completely not what I was expecting, but it's fine. Yeah.
What about you, Mel?
Well, I went to a variety of different high schools. My last year of high school, I came back to New Orleans, and I went to a predominantly black high school.
So you're from New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm from New Orleans. And I think there was, like, 4 or 5 exchange students. So, you know, everybody was mostly black, but I also went to New Orleans Center for Creative Arts, which was very diverse, so it wasn't too surprising. Coming here, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you find, you guys were talking a little bit about how the festival can bring New Orleans, you know, kind of on campus, and, how do you find that relationship for yourself? Like, do you find yourself, you know, going off campus more? Getting involved or like
when I first got involved, I definitely went off campus more. I went to see some of these people where they perform, so it was really nice. That's what I'm hoping that we'll do for other students on campus.
Yeah, and it's cool forming relationships too with like the people that are performing. I mean, get to know them through the booking and the contract and the calling constantly. Make sure you're coming, right? Yeah, it's nice to have those outside of Tulane relationships if for any reason you needed them for an event or you see them around.
Right. So let's, like, go through the schedule. And the way it works, like, anyone can be involved from throughout the city as well as students, is that?
Definitely. It's free and open to the public, all the events except for the Spike Lee event, which is free to Tulane students and $5 for general public.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to go through, it's going to start, kick off this Friday, and then what's going on Saturday?
That's the Mahalia New Orleans a day, and that's a collaboration with the Newcomb Music Department, and basically it's just a day of conferences and panels, and then at the end at 7:30 in Dixon Hall, Irma Thomas is having a concert.
Mm.
So that should be really exciting, but she'll be featured in some panels. I know the first panel's at 3:30.
And those are about music?
Yeah, about gospel music and its importance to New Orleans.
Oh, I see, like Mahalia Jackson.
Yes, exactly.
Got it, cool. And then on Tuesday, you've got Express Yourself. What's that going to be?
So basically, that's our collaboration with Finding Intersectionality in Tulane. And basically, Express Yourself is just like bringing the physical art component to expressing who you are, what your intersections are. So particularly as a black person, I would paint or draw or craft something that kind of brings that intersection of my blackness, my womanhood all together. So that is also free and open to the public, and we'll be kind of like bringing in the black intersection into all this. So you don't have, obviously you don't have to be black, but like we'll be exploring that and seeing how that is.
So it's like an art workshop?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, cool. And so when you say intersectionality, what do you mean?
Well, intersectionality is basically when you bring your marginalized identities together and how they work together. So my marginalized identities are women, or as a woman, a female, and Black. And how does that intersection work? Mm-hmm. How does that affect my day-to-day life and how I think?
Cool. And then on Wednesday evening, what's going on?
That is our New Orleans Youth Open Mic featuring Sunny Patterson and Clint Smith, who are huge spoken word artists from New Orleans. And our New Orleans Youth Open Mic happens actually every month, and then this time around we're having two special features, so that'll cool. be great.
So the open mic is one of the programs that the Black Union does all the time?
Yes.
And it's always on Tulane campus?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In the Rat,
which is just a little bit away from where we are now. And then Black Trans Lives Matter workshop is happening on Thursday.
Yes, that will be in STIB's conference room. There will be the workshop and then the film screening right after. The workshop is basically just Black trans media exploring how trans lives have been affected through violence, murder, and how we can communicate, talk about racism, transphobia, and how can we bring that kind of language, critical language, into our own communities to, you know, help uplift and empower our communities. Mm. So it should be a very interesting workshop, and I really hope a lot of people come.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. What's been your experience with, like, how do you feel that Tulane students or the campus is in relationship to, like, people who might be queer or trans? I mean, is that something that's normally accepted or to people?
I think it's a good mixture. I think there are a lot of people that do support, and then there's people that, of course, have their very strong opinions against it. I mean, it's hard to change people's minds, but it's important to inform them of a different viewpoint other than their own.
Mm-hmm. Plus, that kind of goes back to the intersectionality thing. Mm-hmm. So there was the whole hashtag of Black Lives Matters, and Black Lives Matters means that all Black lives matters, even the also including trans lives. So that will be a component that explores that intersection of trans Black lives. Mm-hmm. So it should be interesting.
Yeah. Why was it important to you to include those kind of things?
Well, for the festival, we try to do a good mix of representation of all kinds of Black culture, Black art. So we make sure to include women and males and LGBTQIA representation, and just make sure we have a well-rounded program so that as many people who identify with these identities can feel comfortable coming to our events. Mm-hmm.
So then on Friday night, there's going to be a performing arts showcase. So is that going to include, who's that going to include?
That's going to feature Katie Redd, a huge bounce artist from New Orleans. We'll have Yisrael Trio, who's band. I feel like we have so many people.
Kendall Crayon.
We have a lot of student artists that student are coming artists. Through, yeah. Tulane, Loyola, possibly.
SUNO, UNO.
Passion Dance Center. It's a dance center in New Orleans that's also going to be performing. It's with the youth, so.
Okay.
Kids doing their thing on a stage.
That's awesome. That's on Friday night.
Yes.
And that's in, at, where is that?
Kendall Cram at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so that's on Tulane's campus. Yes. And then on Sunday evening, we've got Visual Arts Showcase, and this is Big Chief Delmon Melisson, The Young Seminole Hunters, Original Pinettes Brass Band.
Pinettes Brass Band.
Pinettes.
Yes, they're an all female brass band, and
oh, wow.
I don't see many of those at
yeah,
all.
That's yeah, that's awesome. Are they here? They're from New Orleans?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And then that's going to close out with Spike Lee on Monday night. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, have there been any, I guess, what are you most excited about, if you could pick one thing, besides Spike Lee?
Oh,
everything else.
I really excited to see the Panettes again. I've seen them twice, and they're always so good. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what Katie Redd's going to do on Friday. Yeah.
Is she, like, closing out the night?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, is there anything else you want to add or to encourage people to come? Or?
Well, please come. Yeah, we have a Facebook page. Find us on Tulane Black Arts Festival strikingly.com for more information. And please come out. It's all free and open except the Spike Lee event. But I'm sure you'll pay that $5 to go see Spike Lee. It's awesome.
Do the right thing.
Right. I guess lastly, like, have you found that through planning this and as this has become a bigger event, like, people become more aware of Black students on campus?
I think so. I feel like more and more people come up to me and they're like, I can't wait for the Black Arts Fest. And I don't feel like as many people did that to me last year mm-hmm. or even the year before. But I feel like more people are aware of what we're doing and our presence on campus.
Yeah. We've done a good job in the past year, last year especially, of publicizing what we were doing. Lots of press releases, radio, TV. Mm-hmm. Like, it was everywhere. So,
yeah.